This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Gracious God, we give you great praise and thanks for the ways in which you enable us to experience the joy of your kingdom here. Continue to bless those whom we honor today. Continue to keep us on the path. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Please be seated. Because our season is late this year, the command that we go tell everyone is starting to be observed, especially by some of those that we would honor today. We have a tradition of our seniors having an opportunity to give the sermon on this day when we honor them. And two of our graduating seniors who submitted writings are not able to be with us today. So, first of all, representing Corinne Garant, we have our youth minister, Deborah Titkemeyer, for her.
Good morning. My name is Corinne Garant. My family and I regularly attend the 11:45 service. Some of you may know me, and some of you may have never heard my name or seen me before. But as long as you are part of St. Joseph's, you are a part of my second family. I have been a member of St. Joseph's Church since I was 7 years old. I started attending St. Joseph's School in preschool, and I graduated in eighth grade. Going to chapel weekly with school and growing up with vacation church camp as a family activity and being part of the youth band all strengthened my connection to St. Joseph's Church. Moving on to Boca High School, I stay connected with the church and youth group through the different activities and opportunities available to the youth. I actively participated in Sunday school, Right 13, and J2A, volunteering for events like the yard sale, bake sale, Father Marty's dinners, and other fundraisers helped me grow closer to my other youth. Both the church and the youth have helped me grow physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Going on one of the craziest adventures of my life, Urban Adventure, helped me to realize I actually could read a map and get around a big city without ending up in a completely different state. Not only that, it also taught me to trust my friends' judgments and to trust that God will always direct me in the right path to eventual success. I remember standing in the middle of Miami with Chelsea Broswell, Rebecca Russell, Maggie Haney, and having no clue where to go or what to do. After taking numerous wrong turns and getting on wrong trains and stopping to rest, we finally finished our scavenger hunt that was set out for us. This was probably one of the biggest reliefs of my life after walking around Miami for hours. I remember hearing about Canuga, some sleepaway camp that was all the way in North Carolina. My sister Charlotte had been able to go years before me, and I was determined to make me go. I was frightened at first. The idea of being away from home scared me quite a bit, but I eventually decided to go. It was the best decision I ever made. I instantly made new friends with the same interests and faith as me. I learned more about myself in the process. My favorite place to think to this day is Canuga. Behind the library, there is a porch with rocking chairs, and the scenery is mesmerizing. The giant trees tower over everything around them, the blue sky, and the sparkling sun shimmering on the lake. It was a safe place for me to think about my relationship with God, and I am grateful I had the opportunity to experience Canuga. The biggest, most faith contribution to my life has been the opportunity to be part of the pilgrimage to Scotland. It was not what I expected it to be. It was so much better. Past pilgrims told us how exciting and fun it was, which got my fellow pilgrims and I super hyped. Through activities like the ropes course, Urban Adventure, and fundraising, I learned to trust the other pilgrims. In Scotland, one of my favorite memories was when all the pilgrims were in front of the girls' house and we were playing volleyball and all sorts of games. We were all together, laughing, and smiles were flashing nonstop. My favorite adventure on the pilgrimage was when Matt Russell, Madison Langley, Andrew Baker, and I decided to go for a hike on the mountain. This was not close to an ordinary hike that you're probably imagining. Picture cold, misty, rainy day where you can only see about 10 feet in front of you. Now picture four teenagers approaching the highest mountain on Iona who are from the warm, flat South Florida. This would be us. Andrew Baker, being the risk taker that he is, decided to take the most difficult route up the ledges. As Madison and I are standing about 10 feet away and looking at each other, because Andrew could fall to his death at any second. Matt stood under Andrew, so if Andrew fell, at least he would have a little cushion instead of just rocks and sheep poo. With some slips on sheep poo, trips over random holes, and an accidental trip over the air, thankfully we managed to reach the top. I will never forget that adventure. Overall, I would like to thank St. Joseph's for all the experience that they gave me as my church family. I would not be where I am today without the guidance and support from each and every one of you. Attending Florida State University next year, I know I will have the faith and trust in God, that He will lead me down the right paths, and I have been molded and shaped into a confident, curious, and courageous young lady. Forever in my heart will be my St. Joseph's family. Thank you.
And now representing Matt Russell is one of the facilitators from that pilgrimage class, Rocco Casucci.
Good morning. Hi, I'm Matt Russell. You may mistake me for my older brother, John, but I'm the better-looking one. I've grown up in the church. However, if you don't recognize me, it may be because I attend the unplugged service. My twin sister, Becca, plays percussion in the band at the 11:45 service, and I help load in and break down the band. My grandmother, Gay Sedaris, can be seen taking pictures at many services and events at the church. My mom, Susan, is a good volunteer coordinator. She volunteers Rebecca and I for everything. Becca and I were baptized as babies on the beach on Fire Island, New York, by Barbara Wagner's father, an Episcopal priest and our friend. We began coming to St. Joseph's in 2000. My earliest memories include singing in the cherub choir, acolyting, and Sunday school class. I consider these memories the building blocks of my foundation of faith at St. Joseph's. I attended Vacation Church Camp as a camper for many years and later became a crew leader in games, helping other children to have a fun-filled week of faith-building activities. One of my favorite memories is one of my older brother, John, letting me tag along when the youth group went to play baseball against another church youth group. They let me run around the bases for John because he was super slow. You probably see the prominent theme here is one that involves sports. I began attending youth group in middle school, and I have many great memories, such as going to Miami for the urban adventure and challenging myself in the ropes course, where we learned to depend on each other and develop teamwork skills. And there are those times in Canoga, memories such as ultimate frisbee, swimming in the lake, and counselor versus participant basketball games stand out most to me. I had a really cool counselor, and you may know his mother. His name is Andrew Tobias. Canoga was always a place I felt comfortable. I had the privilege of going with my J2A group on a pilgrimage to Scotland, where we visited churches and cathedrals that brought to life the history of the saints I've heard about all my life. One special place on the pilgrimage is the Isle of Iona. When I think of Iona, I remember rain, cooking breakfast with Father Marty, swimming in ice-cold water, and climbing the mountain dune. The pilgrimage is an experience I will never forget. This past spring break, I was fortunate to be on a Dominican Republic mission trip team. The trip impressed upon me that I am lucky to be able to help other people and blessed to have all that I have. I plan to go back to the DR and do more work there. St. Joseph's is my extended family, and without it, I wouldn't have so many wonderful people who care about me. I am very grateful for all of you. You've encouraged me and helped me become the person I am today. Thank you for everything. Matt Russell. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I've kept the faith. 2 Timothy 4:7. Thank you.
And last but certainly not least, we are blessed to have Madison Langley here, speaking for herself.
Good morning. My name is Madison Langley. I first came to St. Joseph's in third grade for school, and literally, you know, my family and I attended one service, and this place has become our home, you know, our home church. And, you know, you walk in those doors, and everyone is just so warm and friendly and family-oriented. We fell in love with this place instantly. I started taking guitar lessons soon after with an incredibly loved, you know, member here. You might know him, Charles Milley. And he introduced me to the musical side of this community, where I have had the absolute pleasure of playing with some of the most incredible, humble, talented, and loving people I have ever met. And I'm never going to let go of that. I'm definitely known as the church girl or that singer up in the band. I have a horse, and I have been known at the barn to confuse hayloft with choir loft. This place is my safe zone. I'm here every week, and it's become my second home. Whenever I've had a bad day, you know, I'll show up to Wednesday Night Madness for youth band rehearsal, and by the time I'd walk through the door, I'd seen Charles's huge, bright smile, and I was welcomed by some of my closest friends. And for the meantime, you know, all my problems and worries were just absolutely gone. This youth program has definitely been one of the absolute best things to ever happen to me. This is the best thing I could have done. I'm so lucky to be involved with all of this and you people. I'm so lucky to have been involved with Wednesday Night Madness and youth band and to experience places like Canoga. Canoga is beautiful, and you will, you know, I will hold memories from that place, you know, forever. Scotland was incredible. You know, as you've heard stories, it's just something that you can't even explain. You have to experience it. Traveling that far with people that you are so close with just takes it to another level. Becoming a part of this family and this community has literally shaped me into the person I am today. I could write a book about all the ways that St. Joseph's influenced and touched my heart in the absolute greatest ways. The people in this family here are people that I call sister and brother. The guidance and love that I received on this journey is incomparable to anything. I was welcomed with open arms by everyone involved in the youth program and church the second I walked through those back doors. I can't thank you all enough for it. Because of the love, humility, blessings, and spirit that I've experienced here, I can carry on St. Joseph's message to the next chapter of my life. I leave here to start college in the fall, and it definitely won't be a goodbye. But, you know, knowing I have a place, a home, like this to come back to, lets me rest easy and continue on this beautiful and blessed path that God leads me through every day. Thank you.
Thank you, Madison.